AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Day two of the Republican National Convention, Meg Kinnard on what to expect.
The theme of Tuesday night's proceedings is Make America Safe Once Again. We expect that we'll hear a lot about law enforcement, crime, and also immigration, and expect that a lot of the speakers taking the stage will go after what they see as failures in Joe Biden's administration on a lot of those fronts.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the Secret Service did boost Donald Trump's protection before Saturday's assassination attempt because of a threat from Iran.
While in office, Trump ordered the killing of a top Iranian general.
He was a bloodthirsty terror, and he's no longer a terror. He's dead.
The National Security Council says Tehran has threatened former Trump administration officials ever since. An NSC spokeswoman says there is no known link between Saturday's shooter and any accomplices, foreign or domestic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a guilty verdict in New York, Julie Walker has it.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez convicted of all counts at his federal corruption trial, including accepting cash, gold bars, a Mercedes, and acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. The 70-year-old Democrat says he's disappointed but believes he'll win an appeal.
I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never ever been a foreign agent.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says justice was served.
This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in Menendez's own party calling for him to step down. Julie Walker, New York.
Severe storms led to the failure of a dam in southern Illinois. First responders tried to ensure all 300 people in the evacuation zone got out safely. No injuries reported. This is AP News. Shoppers paused spending in June. The Commerce Department reports retail sales were unchanged from May. The International Monetary Fund's updated its global economic outlook, still forecasting the world economy to grow 3.2% this year, a slight downgrade to the U.S. forecast, expecting 2.6% growth. Alex Vega has today's AP Markets report.
U.S. stocks rallied to record highs on Wall Street after several big companies delivered better-than-expected profits for the spring. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday, topping its all-time high set last week. The benchmark index is coming off its 10th winning week in the last 12. The Dow jumped 1.8% a day after setting its own record, and the Nasdaq added 0.2%. A report showing sales at U.S. retailers held firmer than expected didn't dampen expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.16%. This is Alex Vega.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?